No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? I know it's early Friday morning, but I've got a trip that I've got to get ready for. I'm not traveling for the 49ers this time. This is a personal one, something I got to go take care of. So anyway, I'm recording this show early Friday, depending on when you're listening, downloading, watching live. So early Friday morning at 10 a.m., I want to be on the John and Wayne show over on Wayne's channel. So had to bump this up even more. So if you want, once this show's done and concluded, you can jump over there to Wayne's channel. Everybody should support him anyway. He's the best there is. But come join us over there. We're going to talk more Titans. But this is our 49ers versus Titans, you know, preview, scouting, predictions, bets episode. Which I'm always super pumped about, and I have to say thank you to Josh. He helps us with this series for the past several years, and he's just about as good as they get, too. So, yeah, you might see him in the chat, 49ers Faithful Forever. He's the best. And we have a new executive producer that is helping build the 49ers Rush podcast. Shout out to Dorian Campbell, who's going to be helping us along. We always got Corey Robbins, 49ers George, David Gill. So the team that is the 49ers Rush just continues to build, and so I'm excited about that. So, we've got a lot of stuff to jump into today, but I got an email before we get into straight Titans talk that I wanted to talk about. Shout out to my man, Sean Jay. He's the best there is. He asked this question. So this isn't Titans related. So I wanted to bump it up to the start and then we'll jump into all the Titans talk. He said, I know it's early, but I've been thinking of the draft. Besides offensive line, there are not many glaring holes that need to be addressed in days one and two of the draft. The D-line has a lot of quality depth. Wide receiver is kind of the chalk answer, especially if you don't sign, you know, Juwan Jennings, which that's a whole nother separate issue. But what are the thoughts there? The 49ers, since Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch have showed up, you had 2017, 2018, 2019, where it was, look, we've got to plug holes. We've got to fill the roster to kind of fit what it is they're trying to accomplish. But then after that, once they were established and they made that Super Bowl run, whatever else, then it was, okay, let's maintain. And whenever we have somebody leave, let's plug that gap. Now that the shift has changed to building through the draft, which John Lynch did a couple interviews this week and, you know, kind of reemphasized that whole idea of, look, we are going to build through the draft. We are going to build through the draft. I think that this upcoming draft, and you got to see how things go. You could have retirements, you could have trades, you could have, you know, releases, even though players are still in their schedule. You look at, you know, 49ers lead the NFL in dead cap space this year because you cut like six players that you signed to multiple years, and now you're paying them to play for other teams. So like that could happen again as well. But with where things currently stand, there is not a major glaring weakness up and down the roster besides the center position, obviously, but we'll get into that. But the center, wide receiver, and I know everybody wants to say defensive end, but I'm going to kind of push back on that because you've got Nick Bosa, you've got Bryce Huff, you've got Mikael Williams, you've got Sam O. Like, those are your top four defensive ends, and that's if you want to add, you know, you want to add a pass rush or whatever else. I think that those are there as well. But linebacker, man, you're going to be good there. Corner is one that kind of stands out to me. Safety, you're getting every single safety you got back on the roster. So there's just in tight end as well. You're getting all the tight ends back. So it's not like there's a whole bunch of, gosh, you've got to do this. You've got to do this. I know everybody wants to say defensive end, but Bosa, Huff, Mikael Williams, and Sam O are all coming back. Yeah, you want more defensive end depth. You want more of that. Then you look at the defensive tackle room. Alfred Collins is the man. CJ West is playing the best football of his career the past 2 weeks. Short career, obviously, rookie year, but like you've got these two young guys, which I am totally cool with. Kalia Davis still has more time, right? Jordan Elliott will be leaving probably, but that's okay. Like you've got Sebastian Valdez sitting there in the wings. You got Evan Anderson sitting there in the wings. There is depth all across this defensive line. Not saying, you know, probably the one glaring weakness is you do not have a defensive tackle pass rush specialist. That would be sweet, but you don't have to do that either. Center, wide receiver, cornerback could use some more depth. But again, Renardo Green's coming back. Demo's coming back. Upton Stout's coming back. Like you got the Darrell Luter Jr.'s coming back. Like you're returning so much. And so all of this to say, one, thank you, Sean, for the question. But two, I don't think the Niners have to go do anything crazy. I really don't think that they do. Now, maybe you win a Super Bowl and Trent retires and you've got to do a left tackle. Eventually you're going to have to draft a tackle. Eventually you're going to have to, again, the 49ers are the only team in the NFL that have not drafted an offensive tackle the past four drafts, and they haven't drafted center in over a decade. That's not even hyperbole. That is factual. And yeah, something like that has to change. Now, whether you want to address left tackle through free agency or center through free agency or whatever, I don't know, but, eventually, you're going to have to add some type of youth at those. You're just going to have to. So anyway, take that for what you will. I love draft talk. And, you know, shout out to Bobo, because on the last episode, he mentioned this and we didn't have time to get back to it. This time last year, we were doing mock drafts. Season was over. We were already expelled from the playoffs. Playoffs? And now we're getting questions like this from Label Up. You know, I have more faith that we get the number one seed now than ever before. The last flight San Francisco takes will be the one back from Indy, and then they could have home field advantage throughout the Super Bowl. Yeah, winning the sixth Lombardi at home. It is written. It is too beautiful not to come to fruition, right? And so talk about a difference a year makes. Coaching matters. Special teams coordinator, defensive coordinator. We had injuries last year. We had injuries this year. I remember everybody telling me that the problem wasn't with Nick Sorensen. These are quote-unquote film guys. It was there's nobody on defense to do anything. Last year's defensive roster at this point in the year is more talented than what you have out there right now. There's more talent on the field out there last year than what you have out there right now. But the coaching is the difference. Coaching matters. Shocker. Coaching take from a coach, former coach. That's what it is. Appreciate you. Look at JD. Whoa, I get to catch a live for the first time in a while. Gonna be a good day. Yeah, it's bad that we're live earlier than normal. And I know it's Friday, and so apologies there, especially if this is somebody's day off. But the cool thing is when we go outside of our 10 a.m. scheduled time, we get some new names that perhaps we're not as familiar there. I expect a lot of Kyle Pitts questions in the future after that game last night. I'm not the big Kyle Pitts going to make money. You're returning all three tight ends. Is Kyle Pitts better than Jake Tonjes? Yeah. Is Kyle Pitts better than Luke Farrell? It plays a completely different position. But you're returning Kittle, you're returning Farrell, you're returning Tonjes. I don't know. I don't want to spend top-tier money. You're already paying more at the tight end position than almost anybody else in the NFL. But I do like Pitts. Definitely just I'm not paying what it's going to take to get him. Oh, my man, Kimbro. Appreciate you, man. He says, I usually send 10. The extra dollar is so you could hire a sound guy to fix the ads going from a whisper to yelling. Love the show. Appreciate the dollar. Yeah, it gets rough. And I don't want to put negativity out there. It is frustrating. I apologize. We are always working. This offseason, we're going to do a complete overhaul of our sound editing system, but I'm too scared to do that in season. But thank you, Kimbro. You are the best, and I apologize. Look at this, Pedro. Alfred hasn't even hit his grown man ceiling yet. Just watch 95. You can't watch Warner. You can't watch Bosa. So when we're on defense, stop watching the ball. Look at 95. He's the biggest human being on the field. Just watch him. And here's my favorite thing about Alfred Collins. He is still losing early, but he wins late all the freaking time through hustle, effort, technique, all those things. So if he can get to the point where he can win early and keep that effort and all those things, oh, whew, that's where it's going to get crazy. So my challenge to you for the game this weekend, watch 95. He's not out there for the first series. He'll be out there the majority of the time after that. Watch 95. Trust me, trust me, trust me. Zeldar, what's up, man? John, can you chime in on Pretty Ricky? Larry grilled the OC yesterday. Looks like pressure is mourning. My question is, how do we know this is a Ricky issue and not a Brock issue? Well, the film says it's not an issue at all. The film is fine. He's open consistently. It's a Ben Barch issue. Dude would have had three touchdowns the past two games. Two, Ben Barch blew his assignment, and so the quarterback couldn't see it. One, Brock Purdy blew his bat. That was the interception. So, like, the Ricky stuff's fine. That's just going to take time. And whenever, you know, I'm a sucker, I'm going back to the well. I'm betting Ricky on the over this week, big time. So, yeah, I am not concerned at all. I'm starting Ricky in my fantasy football playoffs. I am betting on him over on receptions and yards. The numbers are just too good. 2.5 receptions and 30 yards receiving. It's too good. So, like, I am not part of this. Oh, Ricky, oh, what's going on there? You got to watch the tape. Stat watchers, they're going to be upset. Totally get that. People that watch the coaches' tape, 100% understand what's happened. There's context to every single play. Has it been good games? It has not. But the film says dude's open. Dude is open. It's coming. So don't even sweat that one. William says, man, I wish we had a Jeffrey Simmons on defense. Everybody does. That dude, Jeffrey Simmons, unbelievable. You could argue the best defensive tackle in the NFL. Like, that is a statement that could be made. He's definitely top three. That dude crushed last week. Maybe one of the best games. Freaking unbelievable what he did. So, yeah. Jeffrey Simmons is awesome. He's pretty great.
Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. And it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Now, it's football season, and there is nothing more perfect for tailgating with your buddies or enjoying at home while watching the game. And with fast, free shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every order. So use code 49ers, that's 49ERS at checkout, for 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping. Or visit cigarsinternational.com/49ers, and the discount will automatically apply. You got a buddy's birthday coming up and you don't know what to get them? Cigars International. You got Christmas gifts that people keep asking, what do you want? What do you want? You tell them. Go to cigarsinternational.com/49ers and get your gift there.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So, let's move on. Let's get into Titans talk. And before we do, shoot, we are giving away 2 free tickets to go see the 49ers at Titans game. And so, yeah, if you want those tickets, you can go on to our Twitter page at JL_Chapman. It's our pinned tweet currently. Or you can go on to our Instagram, 49ers Rush Podcast, on Instagram. You'll see the post there. It's in our story, and we have a live post. All you got to do is share that, retweet it, follow those directions, and shoot, you are entered. We're going to be giving away those 2 free tickets probably around lunch, right before I head to the airport. So right around noon today, there's still time to enter. You can enter twice. You can enter on Twitter. You can enter on Instagram. So follow those directions. 2 free tickets, lower level. Have a good time for free. As long as you're a Niners fan, you can win the tickets. If you're not a Niners fan, I ain't giving them to you, period. That's all there is to it. I'm a man of principle. But anyway, yeah, go win some free tickets. We'll be announcing those on social media later today. So the Titans, 2-11. Fourth place in the AFC South, one of the worst divisions of football. And they got the number one pick last year. They drafted Cam Ward, which Cam Ward, it's fun to watch him play. He's not ready. He is not ready. He's not ready. I just don't think he's there. Uh-oh, I got to answer this one. Pedro, fantasy question. I have Jennings and Devontae Smith. Who would you start at flex? I would go Jennings. And the defenses, it depends on who they are playing. I don't have that in front of me, so I don't want to give negative information. When you're starting defenses, it's all about who they're playing. So those two defenses, you'd prefer the Rams for sure. But anyway, yeah, I'm starting Juwan. More consistent. I want the consistency. And I know I just said I'd start Ricky Pearsall, but I see it coming. It's just me. So Cam Ward's not been good this year. And he's surrounded by non-consistent players. That's what happens when your 2 starting wide receivers are rookies. You've got a young, relatively young offensive line out there. It's an issue. And you look at just like, he's like a 50 to 55% completion percentage quarterback. Consistency is not there. They can't establish
things. The highlights are there. Throwing back across his body, rolling out to his right. That's there. Not the third and three, get the first down. That's not there. Last week, he goes 14 of 28, 50% completion, 117 yards, two touchdowns with an interception. One of his better games. You look at him on the year, 9 touchdown passes, 7 interceptions. That's not good. I'm curious, just off the top of my head, I want to look, where's Brock Purdy at? 9 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. The difference is Brock Purdy's played 5 games. Cam Ward's played all the games. And yeah, 9 and 7's not good for Brock either. That is bad. But then you start looking like 66% completion percentage. He's got way more yards. He's got everywhere else. And probably the biggest indictment against Cam Ward, he leads the NFL in sacks 49 times. Now, I am not, shout out to Captain Niner, Talofa, brother. He says, Cam's a great athlete, but not the best quarterback yet. And he said, I believe in the goldfish principle. Like, quarterbacks need to be surrounded and protected to have success. They already fired their head coach. They fired, you know, whatever else. That's not a good team to be a part of. Calvin Ridley's hurt. Center's hurt. It's just, it's not a good team. I am not one of the, like, I'm not writing Cam Ward off. I'm saying in the current situation that he is in, he is not built for success. They have not created a situation around him. And whenever I watch the play calls, I'm just like, what are you doing? Like, why don't you help this kid out? Like, it's not that he's bad. They're asking him to play at the greatest degree of difficulty and make these ridiculous reads with very inexperienced wide receivers consistently. And it's just, I don't want to say not fair. Like, dude's making millions. He's going to be fine. But it's like, dude, help him. Like, I can just imagine it almost be like a Key and Peele skit. Have Kyle Shanahan sit down unfiltered watching Titans tape and have him like roast what the hell they're doing. Kyle Shanahan would have a conniption. It'd be like Todd Bowles' post-game press conference last night. It'd be F-bomb filled. What the hell are you doing? Why you got two rookies out there with a rookie quarterback? They don't know what they're doing. They're not reading the right rats. Why are you making these 7-step play calls against this? And like, you're not giving them any pre-snap indicators. Like, Kyle Shanahan would flip his lid if you asked him to sit down and watch the Titans offensive film. He would laugh. He would cuss. And like, dude, he would fire so many people over there. Because they're just not helping, right? And you go to the Brock Purdy whatever discourse and Avengers and, oh, well, Shanahan, quarterback whispered, all those things. Those things are true. Could Cam Ward be, you know, successful if you swapped him and Brock Purdy? I think definitely more so. But, man, it's just weird watching them. It's weird. What's up, Nick? Appreciate you guys. Oh, what's up, Paul Hope? My man. Paul's a freaking man. That's what's up. Oh, we got Flackers in here too. See, this is what happens. I go early. All the across the pond heroes start showing up. Avengers assemble. I love it, man. It's wonderful to see you guys in here. I miss you guys. Can't wait to be with you guys. Man, little sliver of hope for that 49ers Europe game. Hopefully London. Obviously, that's what we all want. But anyway, dude, I love it. Oh, shoot, we got – this is awesome. I'm freaking – I got it. Look at this. UK faithful representing the chat. Everybody go check out the show. Everybody go check out the show. The UK faithful podcast. I won't put the letters out there, but they are the best of the best of the best. Man, love you guys. What's up, Sean? Appreciate y'all. Now, the Titans O-line, not awful, not good. They have good guard play. Both of their guards actually like Pete Skoronski, who was a tackle they kicked in. And then Zeitler, pretty solid. And if you look at their tackles, Dan Moore and J.C. Latham, like, yeah, you should be getting good play there, but they're not. So the tackles, you've invested a lot of money and a lot of draft pedigree and all those things, just not panning out. The center has been banged up, but I do expect them to play. You look at the Titans injury report. Lloyd Cushenberry, their starting center, has back-to-back limited practice. He's got a foot issue. Cornerback Jalen Amor Davis, limited. With an Achilles, but Dan Moore, left tackle, questionable with the neck. Defensive end, CJ Ravenel, he's more of a special teams guy. Toe, And then Kevin Zeitler, the other guard, like they're just banged up, but they're all practicing. Like, I don't think they're going to have a lot of guys out. James William is the only guy who did not practice this week. He's one of their linebackers, and he's sick. He's got the CMC thing that's there. Their injury issues aren't week to week or day to day. You kind of know who's going to play for them. Look at this. Nick on Nothing But Niners. Appreciate you, Nick. You are one of the best of the best of the best. Just stop it in to say what's up. Respect, man. Love for you, brother. Oh, look at this. We got Seattle Faithful. We are covering a lot. Hey, now, I thought we were the best. Can we be tied with the UK folks? You got to start a podcast. They got a podcast over there. I'm just saying, Alex, of course, you're the best. Seattle Faithful, which, hey, there's a chance also the playoffs. Shoot, if Seattle wins the division, which I don't want to happen, but you give me a chance to travel to Seattle again, I ain't going to miss that. I love it, Flackers. I ain't put that on the screen, though. I love you, man. I love it. So now you talk about what the strengths of the Titans are. They got two good guards on offense. They got two good running backs. Tajay Spears, kind of do it all, perfect third down back in today's NFL. Tony Pollard's their home run hitter. 150 plus yards, two touchdowns. Shoot, man. Tony Pollard, he's done a lot. That's their offense. Now, you flip to the defensive side. Dude, their strengths, they stack up on the inside again. Their two defensive tackles are as good as any team in the NFL. You talk about, you know, Simmons, Jeffrey Simmons, and Devondre Sweat. There's not a better defensive tackle tandem in the entire NFL. There is not one. They are that freaking good. Now, outside of that, that's where it starts to get rough, but their defense is more talented than their offense, for sure. But whenever we go through these rankings, you're going to be like, really? Are we sure about that? Because the rankings just aren't there. you guys are best. Alex says, yeah, that's what we need is another 49ers podcast. The more the merrier. We just need good ones. We don't need more podcasts. We need more good ones. That's where Alex comes in. That's what we need. And shoot, you guys are the best. Y'all making me happy today. Now, the Tennessee Titans have lost by 14 plus points six times this year. They're a bad team. I don't think they're the worst team in the NFL. I think they are among the worst team in the NFL. They were on a 7-game losing streak until they got their second win against Cleveland. So they've beaten Arizona and they've beaten Cleveland. That's it. 101 penalties on the year. That's top five penalties. It's just not great. You look at points scored, 31st out of 32 teams. At five, they've scored five more points than the Raiders. I think the Raiders and the Commanders currently the two worst teams in the NFL, personally. If I was doing like Chapman Power Rankings, that's where it would be. And points allowed defensively, 29th, 357. They have a negative 156-point differential, worst in the NFL. They don't win games. They do not win games. Listen to this. Lost to Denver. Lost to Rams. Lost to Indy. Lost to Houston. Beat Arizona by one. Lost to the Raiders. That's the biggest indictment in pro sports. Blown out by the Patriots. Blown out by Indianapolis. Barely lost to the Chargers. Bye week. Lost to the Texans. Lost to Seattle, blown out by the Jacksonville Jaguars, barely beat Cleveland. And then you look at their schedule. They've got at 49ers, Chiefs, Saints, Jacksonville. Maybe three wins. They might be able to beat the Saints. Maybe. That's it. Now, just to put into perspective and try to hold this like line accountable, 49ers points scored 16th in the NFL. Points against 10th, top 10. 49ers have a plus 38-point differential. It's a pretty big difference there. Now, the PFF overall unit rankings for the Titans and the 49ers. Offense for the Titans, 31st. Not good. Defense, 16th. Average on a per-snap-by-snap basis. And again, a lot of that has to do with those two defensive tackles, Simmons and Devondre Sweat. Special teams, 20th. Overall, 31st. All right, 49ers, exact same thing. PFF, analytical, snap-by-snap, unit rankings. Offense, the 49ers are 9th. Defense, 25th. Special teams, 2nd. Number two, baby. Overall 13th. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Now, before we dive into the coaches, because a lot of you guys probably aren't going to know these coaches and their history and all that stuff, where they come from, I think that kind of tells the picture, because when we go through that, it lines up with the coaching philosophies that they came from, the trees and all that kind of stuff. I think it matters. But we finally have all the details. I haven't finished making the flyer yet. I slept in a little bit this morning. But for Indianapolis, if you're coming out to party Monday Night Football, Brock Purdy, Phillip Rivers, Monday Night Football, Sunday, we're going to be at Tom's Watch Bar right across the street from the stadium from 3 to 7 p.m. We'll be watching the Sunday games while we host our party. Giveaways, you name it. Kids are free always. And then we have an all-inclusive tailgate, premium alcohol, premium mixed drink, food nonstop from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Saint Shack. Literally, man, it is like two blocks away. It's going to be incredible. Go get your tickets now. And if you've never been to a 49ers Rush Road Trip event, this is what they're like. 49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its sixth year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you got to come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get autographed. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. All right, let's dive into the coaching staff. The current head coach for the Tennessee Titans is Mike McCoy. He's the interim head coach, replaced Brian Callahan, who got relieved of his duties. And, you know, Mike McCoy's been a head coach before. He was the coach of the Chargers for a long time. And you look at his all-time career head coaching record, 29 wins, 43 losses, 1-1 in the postseason. Obviously, they're not making the postseason this year. But, you know, this is a guy who's been around for a long time. Started his coaching career in the year 2000 with the Carolina Panthers as an offensive assistant. He was with them for 9 seasons. Then he went to Denver, was an offensive coordinator, became the head coach at the Chargers, was there for 4 years. Then back to Denver as an OC, then in Arizona as an OC, then Jacksonville as a quarterback's coach, and now he's been at Tennessee as a senior offensive assistant, and then got named head coach. Well, the offensive coordinator was Callahan's dad. He left whenever his son got canned, and now it's Nick Holtz. Nick Holtz. I feel like it's like Steve Holt. Anybody. Anyway. It hasn't gone well, just as a coach, right? Started off in Nebraska, went to Stanford, so he's been in the Bay Area. He was there for 3 seasons. Then he went to the Raiders. Not the place to go to build your resume. He was part of the Gruden tree and all that kind of stuff. Was with them for about 7 seasons, 8 seasons, went to UNLV as an offensive coordinator, went to the Jacksonville Jaguars as a pass game coordinator, and now he's the offensive coordinator over at Tennessee, and just no clue how this guy maintained his job or got, you know, is where he is, but he ain't going to get hired at another one for a while. It has not looked good. Defensive coordinator, Denard Wilson, one of the youngsters from Maryland, went undrafted. Played for Washington for 1 year, but didn't get too many snaps. High school route, went back to DeMartha High School in Maryland, coached there. Then he jumped to the Maryland Terps, was a GA there. Then the Rams back in St. Louis, went with them all the way to Los Angeles. Jeff Fisher Day, 7-9 bullshit. Was with the Jets for a couple of years, was with Philly for a couple of years, then Baltimore. And now he's been the Tennessee defensive coordinator for 2 seasons. Again, defense a lot better than the offense, but he's got some just, man, tenacious talent over there. Just not there. It's just not there. Like, they give up a lot of huge explosive plays. It's not a sound group consistently. I don't know, man. I don't have a lot of faith in this coaching staff. I really, really don't. And again, I'm not saying they're bad coaches. I'm saying they're putting a bad product out there. The Titans are not a playoff team. Even if you had good coaches, they're not going to the playoffs this year. But I don't think the coaching staff's doing their players any favor. Now, these two teams have not played a lot, obviously. The Tennessee Titans, one of the relatively newer franchises, should still 100% be down in Houston, so we could have the Oilers and some of the greatest uniforms in the history of sports, but that's okay. I digress. So the history of this matchup, they've only played 15 times, and the Niners hold the edge 9-6. The last matchup was all the way back. I was going to be at this game until they made it right before Christmas, and the wife said no, but the Niners lost 20-17. Was a crazy, crazy, crazy close game. Jimmy Garoppolo threw, 322 yards, touchdown, two interceptions. Ryan Tannehill outdueled him, and this was the A.J. Brown just freak game. 11 catches, 145 yards, and a touchdown. But, man, you go back, listen to these names on defense. Azeez Alshire had a sack. Samson Ebukam had a sack. Kentavious Street had a sack. Jordan Willis had a sack. Two totally different teams now. Two totally different teams, personnel-wise. And yeah, Captain, this pisses me off. Like, I'm not an Oilers fan. I'm from Texas, but they're some of the coolest uniforms ever been made, regardless of sport. Like the 94 throwbacks for the Niners, that's number one. That's the pinnacle. The Texas Stormtroopers, that's my number two. I'm biased, of course. But the Houston Oilers, powder blues, oh, they took it away from us. I hate the ownership of the Tennessee Titans. I hate them. And whenever the Titans put out those Oiler uniforms like you're talking about, Captain Niner, I get pissed. That is just total BS, man. Ugh. Anyway, all right, let's talk about more issues with the Titans. Let's go through their defense. These are the rankings of the Titans defense out of 32 teams. It's not going to be good. 29th in points allowed, 26th in yards allowed. Remember, only out of 32. The only category that they are ranked in the top 16 or the top half of the league is fumbles recovered. They've recovered six fumbles. That's 14th. Barely above average. That's the only category out of about 25 that we highlight every single week. One category, and it's fumbles recovered. 23rd in first downs allowed. 23rd passing yards. 24th passing touchdowns. 28th in yards per pass. That, again, this is why I'm pretty big on Ricky Pearsall this week. 26th in interceptions, 20th in rush yards, 30th in rushing touchdowns. I don't care if Christian McCaffrey's sick. That dude's going to be sick in the end zone this week. He's scoring a damn touchdown, period. 21st in yards per rush. Then you get into when it matters most. Third down, fourth down, red zone. How could it get worse? Somehow it does. 30th in third downs, 30th in fourth downs, 26th in red zone. What can they do? I don't understand what they're good at. Whenever you have literally two all-pro players at the and their defensive personnel is not bad. The linebackers aren't bad. Safeties aren't bad. Corners are bad. But like, this is not a bottom tier talented defensive personnel group. It's not. It just, the sum is greater than the parts. Not so in Tennessee. That's why I don't like the freaking coaching. Oh, I love this, Thomas. He says, my favorite is the 98 49ers dark red. Would love to see those again. I miss those too, with the red and gold like inlay on there. Now, those numbers are huge. And so whenever we give away our autographed jerseys and I buy those, like the T.O. and the, Jeff Garcia and Frank Gore and those ones, the numbers are so wide. They don't fit in the package. But they look so badass. Those numbers were huge. I freaking love those, man. Anyway, that's what it is. Now, you start looking just at, okay, where are the matchups? Like, it's hard to do the matchups. It is very, very simple. Their biggest advantage, probably the biggest advantage of anywhere on tape. Now, number 64 has played relatively well. Where has he struggled? Against these oversized, super strong, big defensive tackles. Well, he's got two of them this week. And so the guards, we'll have to see. They're playing better, but we're an undersized offensive line group by design, especially on the interior. So you're talking, Spencer Burford, number 64, and Dominique Pooney, who's playing the best football of his career. He looks like he's finally back to his rookie year. But three smaller interior guys against two of the biggest defensive tackles in the sport. So Jeffrey Simmons, and so can you mitigate? They're going to beat us up the middle with these two guys. It's just what's going to happen. But can you not allow that to wreck the game? 64 has been playing pretty good football lately. You know, still getting posterized and got his, you know, hilarious laugh out loud plays 4 to 5 times a game. But you're about a 3-game stretch in a row where number 64 has had at least one highlight per game. That's new. So maybe that can continue. But if you're worried, like, okay, how can the Titans win this game? Dude, they're going to have to be +2 in the turnover ratio. They're going to have to dominate and screw up the entire offense with those two defensive tackles. They're going to have to be good on special teams, and they're going to have to convert in the red zone. Like, all those things are musts. If they skip one of those, they lose. Like, so you have to hit basically a 5-game parlay for the Titans to win this game. It's doable any given Sunday, but there's a lot of, okay, +2 in the turnover ratio. These two guys have to have career type games. They've got to be perfect in the red zone. They've got to be good on third down. Like, special teams can't be what it has been for the Niners. All that stuff. That's where it's a lot. It's a lot. Now, flip it the other way. What are the Niners' advantages? Everywhere. Might be some of the worst corner play I've seen from, you know, Marcus Harris and Daryl Baker Jr. are their starting corners. Those are their starting corners. And then you've got Kevin Winston Jr. As their nickel. Their safeties are decent. Their linebackers are decent. But, man, CMC against everybody, yes. George Kittle against everybody, yes. Juwan Jennings against these corners, yes. Ricky Pearsall against these corners, yes. Yes. The only advantage is those defensive tackles. I want to see a lot of outside runs and C-gap runs. This is George Kittle run through the C-gap type game. Run through the C-gap type game. And I think that is freaking awesome. And I want to see it. And I'm excited about it. Oh, man. I'm pretty pumped about it. I'm pretty pumped about it. Now, before we flip over to the Titans offense, hey, Bay Area, you got a need? This guy right here is going to fix it. You want to support local business? You want to do what's right for the environment? Go to themattressguyco.com. Locally owned business, diehard Niner fan that supports the show, supports the 49ers Rush Road Trips. He is a legend. So if you have a mattress you want to get rid of, you just go to themattressguyco.com, set an appointment. They come pick it up. Easy peasy. Support. I mean, it's just, it's a win-win-win. Go to themattressguyco.com, support local business, and do what's right for the environment. I love it. It's a win. All right, let's talk Titans offense, and it's worse than the defense. Again, out of 32 teams ranks, right? 31st points, 32nd dead last in yards, can't sustain drives, 18th in turnovers, 30th fumbles lost, 9th in interceptions. That is their only one above the 16 cutoff. So just the top 16 or better than average. Interceptions. Cam Ward's not throwing interceptions. He's not. 32nd first downs. Dead last, man. 31st passing yards. 32nd pass touchdowns. Dead last. 32nd pass yards per attempt. Dead last. 31st rush attempts. 31st rush yards. 29th rushing touchdowns. 32nd and third downs. Cannot get first downs. They're at 29%. 29. Ugh. It's so bad. 27th and fourth downs. And 22nd in the red zone. They've only been in the red zone 23 times all year. That's it. 49ers offense, 41 times. Almost doubled them up. It's not a good offense. Their offensive line's good. Their two wide receivers, Elik Ayemaner, Van Jefferson, and Shamari Dike, not on the same page. Now, Dike seems to be the guy moving forward. You got Elik, Stanford guys. You guys know what's up. He's the downfield threat, the big play, whatever else. But Dike seems to turn into the go-to guy. Chika Okonkwo, their tight end. I wish they'd get him the ball more. Like, just make easier throws for this guy, but it's just not happening. I get frustrated watching the tape. I'm just like, why are y'all doing this to him? And now Charvarius Ward, sorry. Ward's not doing anything to help him out. Like, he's not playing well, but Cam Ward's not the issue on this team. It's really, really not. Coaching matters. They don't have good ones. Now, I cannot find anywhere that they have the advantage. The only thing that scares me is Elik Manor going deep against number two, Renardo Green, who's given up, you know, two huge touchdowns in back-to-back games. That's the only one where I'm just like, dude, you got to cover the deep third when you're in deep thirds. It's very, very simple. But that is my biggest concern. Tony Pollard's going to make some tackles, you know, missed tackles and whatever else. He's great, but there's not much I'm just like, ooh. And the 49ers defense is the weakness of the team, right? Like, the entire game plan is, dude, win offense, win special teams, two out of three phases, you win the game. Defense has been playing up. I think they'll be able to do that again because, again, this is a bad quarterback team. And Robert Saleh, God bless him. I love him. My favorite thing he's done this year is when you're playing bad quarterback play, and I've gotten a lot of comments about like, oh, look, the 49ers schedule's actually really, really hard. Not if you look at quarterbacks. And Robert Saleh's done the exact same thing when they played Michael Penix and the Falcons, Jackson Dart and the Giants, Bryce Young, who I do put in that bad quarterback play. I know he's shined some moments. Shedeur Sanders and now Cam Ward. Make inexperienced, inconsistent quarterbacks beat you from in the pocket consistently. That's the game plan. 49ers can't rush the passer. You're dead last in the NFL in sacks. Who gives a damn? You make them fight against you. You make them worse than third downs, worse in yards per pass, worse, most sacks in the NFL, beat us from in the pocket. Cam Ward wants to escape to his right and use that rocket launcher arm and throw deep. Keep him in the pocket. You ain't got to rush him. You ain't got to sack him. Sacks are great. He's the most sack quarterback in the NFL, too. Just keep him confined. Can he flawlessly execute down the field 10 play drives consistently 4 to 5 times a game? If he can, they deserve to be in the game. He hasn't been able to do it yet this year. Did do it last week a little bit, but 2 interceptions, like, it's still not great. Not great. So make the quarterback beat you. The 49ers game plan is simple. Simple, simple, simple. Now, this is so like last week with the 49ers out, we kind of took a hiatus on betting. We were just going to kind of like, I don't bet what I don't know. We're up big on the year. This might be the biggest betting week we have all freaking season long. We're definitely putting the most money at risk. We're going to talk about some of those right after this. December doesn't have to be the most expensive month of the year if you're betting with MyBookie. They have their 12 days of Christmas is coming soon with daily offers dropping back to back to back to back 12 days in a row all across sports and the casino. And I'm talking bets and gets, profit boosts, free spins, even surprise drops for social and Telegram users. And with December being so packed, you got the NFL, you got college NFL, your college bowl season, college hoops. It's all serving up for opportunities to cash. And if you go to mybookie.ag now, punch in the code 49ers, 49ERS, you get your first bet covered up to $500. Make sure you click that opt-in button. If you go big and miss on the first bet, use your bet back bonus token and run it back. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere. And I mean anywhere. I've used this in California. I've used it in Texas. Doesn't matter where you're at. Go to mybookie.ag. Use promo code 49ers. And again, bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie. All right, I'm going to be posting the bets right after this show on Patreon and the 49ersrush.com. So if you want to see those 10-plus bets over there, probably my two favorite. I've got a two-team teaser plus 6.5 points. I'm taking the 49ers minus 6.5 points, so they just have to win by a touchdown or more, and the Texans minus 3.5 points versus the Cardinals. And probably my favorite bet this week is Brock Purdy over 7.5 rush yards. That number kind of fell down because the 49ers weren't running them. But if you watch that Cleveland game, Brock Purdy as a running threat is back. The weather was terrible, all that stuff. It's not going to be like that in Santa Clara Brock Purdy over 7.5 rushing yards. You want to see the best? Go sign up over there. We post them every single week. Let's get to our predictions. The offense, everything's open. You know, the Shanahan scripted play set, I'm curious to see how it's going to go. You can run the ball 30-plus times on this team. You can throw the ball 35 times on this team. There is no strength of this Titans defense outside of their defensive tackles. You can mitigate that through running on the outside, you know, misdirection, outside crack toss, whatever, jet sweeps, whatever, play action bootleg. You do it in the pass and run game. I think 24 points is my threshold for disappointment. I know usually it'd be like, dude, you should score 30 points on this defense, but I think both teams are going to try to run. So I think it's going to be a shortened game. We saw this, what was it, the Arizona game? No, it wasn't the Arizona game. What game was it where it was just like, dude, this the Carolina Panthers game, where it was like, dude, this is the fastest game I've ever seen because both teams were committed to the run. I could see that again. So I think that could be there. So usually I would say offense should score 30-plus against this defense, and they should, but I think it's going to be a shorter clock because both teams are going to run. So I don't think there's going to be a lot of possessions, a lot of time. I just don't see that. William says, you know, will Kyle and Sala call anything new on both offense and defense? After the bye week, yes. After the bye week, you're going to give something, a little wrinkle for other teams to study and put on tape. It's going to be a new defensive look. It's going to be an exotic drop into an inverted cover two look from something you haven't done before on a defensive scheme. Yeah, you'll see something. Just a wrinkle or two just to introduce it so other teams have to talk about it. We used to do the same thing at the high school level. Like, all right, we've got our rival coming up this week. We're going to do this. Shout out to Duncanville. Handle business. 8th consecutive semifinalist appearance in the state of Texas. Go get it, man. Go get it. Go get that championship. Defensively, force the rookie quarterback to not be a rookie quarterback. You've done it over and over and over and over again. Keep Renardo Green deep. Tell him, give up the short, quick out routes, the comeback routes. Don't bite on double moves. Good Lord, did you watch Mike Evans last night? I really hope you did because, dude, stop biting on double moves. Stop it. Stop it. what's it? Get help. Like, what's the Michael Jordan meme? Stop it. Get help. Like, you can't keep making dumb decisions as an outside corner in a cover three quarter scheme. You can't do it. Yeah, he continues to do it nonstop. Ellis going to eat your lunch again. Like, don't let him do it. Let him get the underneath stuff. Just stick with what you are. If you bring pressure, 5 guys only. I don't want to see any 6-man pressure where an explosive play over the top can happen. 4-5-man pressure. Stick to what you do. Make it look exotic. Keep it simple, stupid. I saw it in the chat. Life is easy. I've got the 49ers controlling this game, winning 27-13. And I think it's going to be worse than that. Like, I could see it being like 27-10 with like the start of the fourth quarter. And you're up that and you're just kind of grinding the clock down in the fourth quarter and they get a field goal late or something like that. So I have the 49ers winning, getting to 10 wins. Remember last year, only 6 wins. I have the 49ers winning this game, being in control, start to finish. It's not going to be a quote-unquote easy game in the first and second quarter. There's going to be frustrations, as there are with any NFL matchup. But the Niners are the better team offensively, defensively, special teams, coached. They have more blue-chip players. There is nothing that I would take from the Titans over what the 49ers have outside of the defensive tackle room. And the defensive tackle room is not even a weakness for the 49ers. I would just argue the Titans have the best starting defensive tackles in the NFL. Niners control, take care of their business, handle everything. I'm going to be on the John and Wayne show over at the Wayne Breezy Network right after this. So everybody go over there. And we will be live as soon as the game ends, as we always are, with a celebration, hopefully, or a therapy session. You guys are the absolute best. Thanks for joining me early this morning. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.